We're gathered together today on this Easter Sunday in front of one of the windows in the old church, window of the resurrection. So I know the image is probably difficult to see because the light is going to wash out that image. But of those beautiful images of the different mysteries in the old church, this one of the resurrection stands out indeed. And so there we have Jesus who's risen from the tomb. Jesus is not there. We see the empty tomb, which is what we see this day. One of the things that might be unfortunate we think of today is that we're not able to gather together. So here on this Easter Sunday, even though we cannot be together, we are still united in faith. And yet, when we think about what happened on Easter Sunday, of course, very few people were present. In fact, there were people present to witness Jesus die. They saw him die on the cross. They saw him buried in the tomb. But when it comes to the resurrection, no one was there to witness it. So it occurred without anyone being present at that time. The first person to come, Mary Magdalene, and later Peter and John, coming afterwards, they only saw the signs. They only saw the sign of the empty tomb. And so for us, we see the signs. And so this is really an opportunity for us to believe. And that's what's required of us this day is faith, that we believe. We believe in the resurrection. We believe in something that's greater than we can prove or demonstrate. We believe in something that we cannot touch or feel. And yet by faith, we know that it is true and it is real, that Jesus is risen from the dead. So this day, let us then, like the disciples, have faith. Let us not be afraid to believe in this great mystery as we honor our Lord Jesus risen from the dead this day. When we think of what we celebrate on this Easter Sunday, we can take some time to go through the readings and we can hear about the different encounters of people seeing the empty tomb. We can hear about Peter preaching and proclaiming that Christ is risen from the dead. And so let us receive that message also with great joy. I think today also is an opportunity for us to be renewed by creation. So even if we can't be here in the church or in the temple, in the place where we would normally gather to pray, oftentimes by being out in creation, we can experience just maybe a hint of the new creation. So in springtime, as we see the new life all around us, we see different signs and indications of the new life that we have in Christ. So just even by taking some time outside to be in nature, to be in creation, I think that this actually is a good exercise for us on this Easter Sunday. So be thankful. Give thanks for all the gifts that the Lord has given to us. We should also take time to be thankful for all of the gifts the Lord has poured out upon us. Let us never take any of them for granted. And that exercise of gratitude is a good thing for us to do also on this Easter day. Another great tradition that we have in the church is to pray at different times during the day, to pray the Angelus. But in the Easter season, there is a different prayer that we traditionally say, the Regina Caeli, or the Queen of Heaven. And so that prayer, which we use throughout the Easter season, can be prayed at different times during the day, just like the Angelus. But we'll say that together now. So I offer this prayer, this Easter prayer, the Regina Caeli, asking for the Blessed Mother to intercede for us as well. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia, for he whom you were worthy to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia, for the Lord is truly risen, alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who by the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has been pleased to give joy to the whole world, grant, we beseech you, that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, we may attain the joys of eternal life through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we look forward to the day in which we can be gathered together once again, that we'll celebrate in the Easter season together as we renew our faith, as we receive communion, as we give thanks for all the gifts that the Lord has given to us. And in this period of time, while we are still waiting at home, may the Lord watch over each and every one of you. May he grant you his blessings. May the Lord be good and gracious to each of you and fill you with his grace. Happy Easter to you all. May the Lord God watch over you and bless you always.